This is Module 15, Karma and Forgiveness. Karma is the spiritual principle of cause and effect. By definition, it's the sum of our actions in this existence boomeranging back to us at a future date. In the simplest of terms, karma is the energy of our behavior reflecting back to us. Florence shared the story of the woman who rudely told her aunt, "No more talk. I wish to eat in peace." The woman said this with forceful, negative energy behind it. And without thinking of the consequences, she spewed this energy out into the universe. And as a result, the woman she wished to impress said the exact same thing back to her in an unpleasant way. The woman's rude behavior toward her aunt was the cause. Then the effect was the woman she wanted to impress being rude to her in the exact same way. This was the perfect example of the woman reaping her karma, receiving the energy she put out. The full definition of karma is the sum of our actions. With this in mind, let's look at the beginning of our life experience this lifetime. We've chosen to inhabit a body on a planet of duality where wonderful things happen, but horrible, traumatic things also happen. When we pop in, we are pure, unconditional love. And then we grow up and we're introduced to the duality of fear and love through experiences. And some of those experiences are extremely painful for us. And because we're children, our child mind makes the experience our fault, even though many times the traumatic experience has nothing to do with us. Our deductive reasoning as a child takes the feelings of shame, guilt, unlovable, not good enough, broken, in the way, all the awful emotions created by a terrible experience, and buries it in our subconscious because we don't know what else to do with it. And it's just too painful to think about. Now, once these traumatic emotions and feelings are buried in our subconscious, they get triggered by another painful experience. And when that buried pain gets triggered, we feel awful. And whatever just happened to us becomes twice as awful. And again, we don't know what to do with all this pain. So we bury it again. This is how original pain gets fed more pain from new, uncomfortable experiences. And as a result of all this, resentment and anger build and can spill into our daily behavior. We may lash out at others, like the woman in Florence's example. No one in this program would get up and consciously think they're going to lash out at others today and be awful to them. The behavior becomes a subconscious detrimental action, which over time becomes quite the energetic sum of negative karma. Now, depending on what your behavior's been like, this could be a yikes moment. To stop this behavior, change our path, and write a new story for our future, we want to neutralize negative behavior toward others as well as negative behavior we've dished out to ourselves. And Florence teaches us that we can neutralize negative karma through forgiveness. The woman in Florence's example wasn't operating from a space of love. What happened to her that dimmed the loving light that is her essence? Why would she feel the need to hurtfully lash out at anyone with the demand, "No more talk. I wish to eat in peace"? Florence suggests with this example that the woman was holding the fear energy of unforgiveness, and that the love energy of forgiveness would neutralize and heal the pain of unforgiveness, which would in turn neutralize the negative karma she created, like a domino effect. So let's explore forgiveness by first looking at unforgiveness. Holding someone or something in unforgiveness is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die. Unforgiveness is holding another person responsible for your happiness. And in some cases, this can be an experience instead of a person, like a fire or earthquake, some event that hurt your life. No matter what has happened, you are the only one responsible for your reactions, your feelings, and ultimately, your happiness. Our behavior is based on the energy we feel within. When we're emotionally hurting in some way, we're experiencing and being negative fear energy. Remember, anything less than love is fear, and you can't be in both at the same time. When we're hurt, whether consciously or subconsciously, physical world teachings support us to ruminate. And that's to say, we rehearse over and over again the negative experience or experiences that hurt us, burning the event and pain even more deeply into our neural pathways. Not only that, unless we consciously choose to evict these replays of the experience that hurt us, our inner self-talk will begin to default to rehearsing the painful moments over and over and over. Left unchecked, these feelings can take over our behavior toward others, even people who had nothing to do with our pain. These feelings can take over every aspect of our lives, including our health, making us sick. As I mentioned before, when we're young children, we don't know what to do with these feelings, so we stuff them into the darkness of our subconscious to protect ourselves from the pain. When we're adults, a lot of times we blame others, so we do nothing to heal ourselves because it's the other person's fault that we're hurting. We don't know how to take responsibility for our own feelings. What we don't understand is that after the initial shock of an event happens, then it's a choice, albeit a subconscious choice. It's still a choice as to how we're going to continue to feel. Do we replay the situation over and over again in our minds and wallow in the unfair pain of what we experienced? Or do we consciously choose to use our power to heal the pain and create something better for ourselves? If we don't consciously choose something better, our brain defaults to what we fed our subconscious last, and that was pain of what we experienced. As a result, we become a prisoner of the pain, harboring anger, resentment, outrage, fear, and sometimes feelings of shame and feeling powerless. These painful energies run in the background of our operating system and subconsciously direct our words, thoughts, and actions toward both others and ourselves. Scientists have studied how painful experiences cause our bodies to release chemicals that tell our brain we have to protect ourselves to survive. And when the pain is deep and sometimes repetitive, survival mode can become our normal, everyday way of living. This is how unforgiveness of painful experiences take over the behavior we display to the world and builds a sum of negative actions that is bad or negative karma. We subconsciously reflect to the world the pain we feel within us because we would never get up in the morning and consciously choose to go around being rude, short, or mean to others. So now let's look at forgiveness. Forgiveness is about you, not the person or situation you've decided to forgive. It's about you. And forgiveness doesn't mean you're in agreement or condoning the behavior of others. Far from it. Forgiveness is the gift you give to yourself. Forgiveness is releasing the need to replay the hurt and heal the pain. Forgiveness is a conscious choice, but in order to fully forgive, we must feel safe to forgive. And that means taking our power back from the pain we're holding in unforgiveness. To shift the energy within us, take our power back, and feel safe, first build your safe space by breathing deeply to gain clarity of thought. And ask your angelic team to draw near you to support you. Whether you feel them or not, your angelic team, they're there, always. They never leave you, ever. And then accept that what happened, happened. Accept what is. Again, this does not condone behavior and doesn't mean you're in agreement with what happened. You're simply accepting that this experience happened to you, whatever that experience was. And when you accept what happened, you're facing it head on, eyeball to eyeball, and its power over you immediately begins to dissolve. So then on the heels of that acceptance, accept that you have the power within you to create a higher outcome. You cannot change the experience, but you can heal the pain of it and overcome it to move forward with your life. Then infuse the entire situation and all people involved with love as best you can. The love energy heals the pain within you. When you infuse situations and people with love sincerely from your heart, your energy shifts from fear to love, because you cannot send or infuse love from fear. When you're in fear, your power is fear. When you shift to love, your power is love. The love vibration heals the fear pain within you and opens the way to create a higher outcome. With this understanding, we see the woman in Florence's example was living from a vibration of fear. She was out of harmonic flow. Had she stopped and acknowledged the resistance energy in her body, she would have had the opportunity to follow the energy breadcrumbs to where the painful energy was birthed, heal it, and forgive all involved, including herself. Forgiving and healing the resistance energy would have shifted her to the love vibration and neutralized any sum of negative karma she had accumulated. If the woman had said to her aunt, "No more talk, I wish to eat in peace," then followed the steps of forgiveness by 1, accepting the painful energy within her, and 2, consciously choosing to infuse the experience that birthed the pain, as well as the experience with her aunt, with the love of forgiveness, she would have neutralized the karma. Then her experience with the woman she wished to impress would have been based in love, not fear, and opened the way to create a higher outcome. This completes Module 15. Now go to the worksheet.